Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, April 27th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We are in Philippians chapter 2 today, verses 1 through 18, still being reminded of the awesome fact that Jesus is exalted as King. Before we read today, I want to talk us through the passage a little bit. Here, Paul is exhorting or encouraging the believers at Philippi to have the same mindset that Christ Jesus had and to model his humility rather than following our own selfish desires. And then when we get on down into the passage in verses 5 through 11, there is this hymn of praise for Christ's humility and his victory. And during the hymn, you see some language that would be spoken of a king. It identifies Jesus as the King above all kings. It says he has the name above every name and that at his presence, every knee will bow. Now, on my first reading of this passage, I didn't catch all of that royal language, but I hope that as I read it for us today, you'll be thinking about it and you will be reminded that our Lord Jesus sits enthroned in heaven. And because of that, we can have security knowing that he reigns. Philippians chapter 2, starting in verse 1, and we'll go through verse 18. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit, and of one mind. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interest, but each of you to the interest of others. In your relationships with each other, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to act in order to fulfill his good purpose. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a warped and crooked generation. Then you will shine among them like stars in the sky as you hold firmly to the word of life. And then I will be able to boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor in vain. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. I thought as we close today, we might just form a prayer around all the different verses of this scripture. It's a wonderful scripture, and I just want to turn in prayer to the Lord using the words of Philippians 2. Will you pray with me? Father, we take great encouragement from being united with Christ. We are reminded it is His righteousness that saves us through our faith. Thank you, Lord, for the common sharing of the Spirit, that you give us the Holy Spirit and you give the Holy Spirit to our brethren around us, and that we can bear one another's burdens and we can also share spiritual insight with one another. And we just pray, Lord, that today you would give us wisdom from spiritual friends. Help us to be tender and compassionate with one another. Help us to be joyful and like-minded in the sense that our main focus and purpose is the gospel going forward. Help us to be one in love, one in spirit, one in mind, and to not do anything out of selfish ambition. Rather, to look to you, Lord Jesus, and your humility, and how you lived your life here on earth. You, Lord Jesus, being very nature God, you didn't get caught up in the airs. Rather, you submitted yourself, you humbled yourself. Help us, Lord, not to be easily offended. Help us to be a people who don't worry too much about status, but rather we look to serve one another. Help us, Lord, to give of ourselves sacrificially as you gave of yourself on the cross. And Lord, we look to you in praise. I have this image of our Lord Jesus seated on the throne with this big crown, and that each mention of your name, Jesus, that we fall to our knees. Lord, help us to be reverent and fear, not in a scared kind of way, but just realizing that you are sovereign. And Lord, because of your sovereign nature, because you submitted yourself, because you humbled yourself, help us to be a people who are sanctified daily, who are working out our salvation, who are trying to be more like you. Lord, help us, as it says in verse 14, to not grumble or argue. Lord, we need your help. Finally, Lord, we rejoice because of what you have given us. We rejoice because of the fellowship of the saints that you have provided us with. And we rejoice, Lord, for your Spirit is with us. Abide with us today and live in us today, we pray. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.